The Minister for Land, Housing and Urban Development, Judith Nabakoba, has urged churches in Uganda to prioritize surveying and formally registering their land to prevent encroachment and disputes. Speaking during Uganda's national observance of the Women's World Day of Prayer at St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, Nabakoba revealed that the Ministry of Lands continues to receive complaints about church land being encroached upon, illegally occupied, or contested in courts due to inadequate documentation. She noted that many religious institutions historically received land as donations from communities or traditional leaders but never completed the legal processes that secure titles. This has left church properties vulnerable to land grabbers and disputes. The minister stressed that surveying and registering church land would provide legal protection and preserve these properties for community services such as schools, health centers and places of worship. She emphasized that proper documentation safeguards church heritage and ensures land remains available for generations. Nabakoba also highlighted the government's commitment to working with religious institutions, describing them as vital partners in promoting social transformation, peace and unity. She urged church leaders to support initiatives aimed at improving citizens' welfare and encouraged congregations to embrace the government's parish development model, PDM, which promotes income-generating activities and economic empowerment at the parish level. At the same function, Minister Nabakoba acknowledged challenges faced by many women and families, including gender-based violence and economic hardships, urging practical actions alongside spiritual reflection to address these issues. Residents of Bunyangabu district have shared success stories about how their lives have improved through support from Rakia Kibunya SACCOM as the institution prepares to hold its 25th annual general meeting scheduled for March 24th, 2000. Shared during a pre-annual general meeting held at Kibito Secondary School Playground in Kibito Town Council. Speaking to a reporter, Agnes Abigaba, a board member and beneficiary of the SACCO, said that she acquired a low interest loan which enabled her to start piggery and poultry projects. Abigaba noted that the projects have greatly improved her household income, allowing her to provide for her family and pay school fees for her children. Kugonza Teddy, a single mother from Bunyangabu district, also shared her experience, saying that through the SACCO she gained financial literacy which helped her improve her financial management. She added that the support enabled her to build a house, educate her children, and improve the general welfare of her family. Another member, Wilbur Ravheva, said he joined the SACCO in 2016 and has since benefited not only financially but also through leadership opportunities. He explained that serving in different positions with the SACCO helped him gain leadership skills, financial knowledge, and build strong social connections. Rob Heber thanked the founders of Rakia Kibunya SACCO for their vision and encouraged more members to buy shares and actively participate in the SACCO's activities in order to strengthen its growth. During the meeting, delegates who will represent members at the upcoming AGM were also selected. Members were urged to choose responsible representatives who will effectively present their views during the annual general meeting. The Port Portal City Town Clerk, Mr. Chen Ambrose, has issued